in this event over there in way out. What was the location again?
It was Margaretville, New York, in Delaware
Margaretville.
County.
Okay, good for you. I'm
Yes,
so
and
glad you
Lori
made it.
Pritchard, the lady who knows you, her family is from a tribe that's native to the Margaretville area. But what's interesting, her husband, Evan Pritchard, is a partial Mi'kmaq tribe from Maine. And my mother and I had a friend named Violet Cummings, who was also partially the Mi'kmaq tribe.
This is Jim Colby from Vox Urbana, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in Acre, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Acre broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The art park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465. For more information, Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Ginger Radio Hour. I'm Justin. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. I'm live in the studio today, and you're listening to a track from Florist's album from 2022. Today we're celebrating live music with the help of Florist. Last summer, I spent a wonderful afternoon interviewing Florist right before their new album was coming out, and they have spent the last year since late July or early August touring all around the world, but also all around the Hudson Valley and the Catskills. They have a show coming up this weekend at Storm King Arts Center Saturday night. I believe tickets are still available. Go check that out. This is the track Duet for Guitar and Rain from that album they recorded here in the Catskills in 2019. Again, today is a celebration of live music. So let's dive right in. We're going to hear part of that Florist album and then some live tracks that they've recorded and that I was actually able to see over the last couple of months. Stay tuned. This is Ginger Radio Hour. Thank you.
Through the mess. magic eye, listening in the dark to the mind, not afraid to die. Homegrown laughter and a movie star smile taught me how to see pain and joy in this life. Breathlessness, how did that come to be? And why do you keep getting farther away? Or is it just the plane we live on today? And can we escape, become something of fate? And is it
that, of course, was Florist tracks in reverse order. Duet for Two Eyes, Two Ways, Bells Part 1, and we started the set with Spring in Hours. Today, I'm playing, not the entirety, but a lot of Florist's latest album. It came out last summer, I still think is definitely one of the best albums of 2022, and something I still listen to, and especially when I'm walking around the Catskills and the Hudson Valley, it always feels like this album captures the mood of the Catskills, at least for me. So that's why I'm bringing it to you today. Last summer, before that album came out, Florist gathered in Palinville on a couch, and I got to Zoom with them. Had a pretty terrific interview that I played last summer, most of it, but there was one specific excerpt that I held back, and it was them talking pretty wonderfully about how they thought they would transform this album, this collection of songs and instrumentals, and, you know, almost like found sounds as well, how they transformed that into live sets. They were excited at the time. They were still working out and rehearsing how all of that would happen. I since have gotten to see them 3 times in the last year. First at Tubby's in Kingston, and then Pioneer Works in Brooklyn, and most recently a Colony in Woodstock. I love to see live music, but I rarely see one band so many times in 1 year. So I want to do 2 things. First, I'm going to play an excerpt from the interview we did with them talking about how they were going to transform some of this music into live sets. And then I'm going to play you some live music that I got to hear at Pioneer Works. But first, you're going to hear 4 voices in this interview. Florist is, of course, Emily Sprague, Johnny Baker, Rick Spataro, and Felix Walworth. And here are the 4 of them talking about playing live.
Yeah, we just started practicing. I mean, we've always, I think, we always approach playing live as trying to be just listen to each other. You know, it's like a lot of the stuff that we've recorded isn't supposed to be recreated exactly live because it's not, you know, the recording. And I think live music feels really good to play when it's about listening to someone and being there live. I mean, it's like the most visceral way of experiencing music, right? So it's like, I think we're just approaching it that way now, where we're stripping some things back, but like making sure there are dynamics present, because I think that's a big thing about the music, is how it has dynamics and like leaves space for quietness and then can also, you know, intensify. And yeah, I think we're learning a bit how to maybe do more with less now, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I think mainly just like playing with each other, you know, just really that's the bottom line, is just to play well with each other and listen to each other.
And I think surprisingly often stuff, like it's not like we're doing like totally stripped down renditions.
Yeah.
Somewhat surprisingly to me, at least, oftentimes the overall mood and the arrangement ends up pretty close to the recordings.
Yeah.
There might not be every layer, but yeah, we all kind of are like multitaskers in a lot of ways. And we make the best use of that we can.
Yeah. And it's like, hopefully you simultaneously like aren't missing the recording because it is full enough. And at the same time, it's different enough that it's a new and equally as like enjoyable experience the song. Hopefully. Yeah, exactly. That's the goal.
That always seemed more sort of intuitively what feels good and what would be a better show than like having a playing along to like a track or something.
Oh yeah.
Which I totally understand as a technique, but I think it's just not what we want to do.
Yeah.
I think in our live arrangements, like we play with like a bit more abandon than on the recordings too. This record there was a lot of abandon.
Definitely.
Even just on the recordings, but like, you know, there are a lot of parts that we to this live set that we keep pretty open and unarranged. Like there are like improvised parts that can last anywhere from like 30 seconds to like 3 minutes, depending on how we're feeling playing with each other at that moment.
Yeah, totally.
That keeps it like, I mean, I hope that also translates, you know, to people as like, you know, sort of like alive and like, you know, vital, but it at least for me, it's so important to have that, like, you know, when we're about to go play these songs, you know, so many times in a row, to like have this feeling of possibility every night, like really keeps me like present.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Keep it tight, keep it loose.
Yeah,
that's
our motto.
That's what we say.
Yeah, that's a hilarious motto.
Yeah.
Cut it and double it.
That's Florist. Cutting it and doubling it. I really liked the way... So that was Felix towards the end, who was talking about how he thought they would probably play with even more abandon as they went out on a live tour. And he also talked about how much it feels alive and vital when you hear live music in person. And that's certainly true for most live music I hear. But it's absolutely true with Florist. So again, one quick plug for them. They're playing this weekend, Saturday, at Storm King Art Center. What a wonderful place to hear live music and to hear Florist under the stars. Last December, one of the shows I went to was at Pioneer Works in Brooklyn, which was a tremendous spot and space for sound. And the audience was incredible. And Florist was great. And there are two tracks that have since been put on YouTube by Pioneer Works that I would like to play to try to underline my theory here of today, which is a celebration of live music. Here's Florist playing 43, which is from this album, the self-titled album, Florist, from 2022. And then the track Vacation, which is from an EP, I think, that came out in 2015. So here's Florist at Pioneer Works last December.
Seriously, jeez, oh my God.
Thank you.
I'm Emily. This is everybody. I already said their names. You're awesome. Thank you. for a meaningful life and a fun family vacation. Like when I used to ride roller coasters with my dad. When a swimming pool in a hotel was a gift.
Florist playing at Pioneer Works last December. That song, Vacation, is the very first song I ever heard by Florist. And I was just reminded of that, thank you to YouTube's handy function here, which is suggesting I watch some more live Florist. And we're going to listen. Because that song, Vacation, I first heard in 2016 when Florist played Tiny Desk, NPR's Tiny Desk. And that performance, again, a live performance that was quite short, 10 minutes, three songs, was revelatory for me. That's when I became a Florist fan. So I'd like to play two songs from that performance. That day, behind the Tiny Desk, they opened with Vacation and then played two more songs. So let's jump right in. Let me set that up for you.
Thank you.
trying to be fine, but I lie about the things I say will never die, like memories, forgiveness, and the light inside my eyes. It's thanks, everybody. Grab me by my shoulder blades and hang me out to dry. Ooh.
Again, that's Florist playing live on Tiny Desk in 2016. The tracks 1914 and Cool and Refreshing. Before that, more live Florist music, Vacation and 43 at Pioneer Works last December. And before that, you heard from Florist talking about playing live with more abandon. And I think that's always true. It's almost a restrained abandon, which is what I appreciate so much about it. So to close out this hour, I'd like to return to the self-titled album, Florist, with some tracks I never got a chance to play last summer here on the radio. We're going to open with Reprise, I believe. And then we might go right into Sci-Fi Silence. I'm going to mix it up a bit here. You've been listening to Ginger Radio Hour on WGXC live from ACRA, 90.7 FM. If you want to see any of these live performances that you heard today on the radio, you can go to WGXC and just search for Ginger Radio Hour. There'll be links there. You can also go to Tumblr and look at the Ginger Radio Hour Tumblr, which will have show notes, track lists, links, and more. Here's some more Florist.
You're the only thing inside I can't follow through the night. You're the only thing I want that I can't find. Whisper every way to the water. It shows me all the ways to be me. And silence, sci-fi silence, that silence, sci-fi
I
That was Sci-Fi Silence. I was reminded here that I should tell you some of these tour dates, what they're doing. Again, you can see Catskill's very own Florist this Saturday at Storm King Art Center. Tickets are still available. And then they're off to Europe for about a month. But they'll be back in the U.S. in July. Unless, of course, you're heading to Europe. You can see them in Germany, England, Czechoslovakia. Let's see. Then next July, they're playing at Buffalo. They're playing at the Pitchfork Music Festival in Chicago. And then a whole bunch of dates, including Lawrence, Kansas, Denver, Colorado, San Francisco, Marfa, Texas. And they wrap it up in Brooklyn at the Music Hall of Williamsburg, August 26th. Check them out. I hope at the very least I have convinced you this hour to go see Florist live. One more track from them, and then we'll hit the 11 o'clock hour here on WGXC. Thanks for listening to Ginger Radio Hour.